This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan All.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
There's a bit of a debate right now in the public radio world about whether a greater emphasis should be placed on podcasts rather than radio. One of the people involved in this discussion is Adam Davidson, who left NPR a few months ago. He serves as a consultant for the Planet Money podcast he co-founded. The magazine Current, which reports on public media, says Davidson compares public radio's current market position to that of the big three American automakers, Ford, GM, and Chrysler, in the late 1970s and 80s. The mediocrity that had been enabled by their dominance of the marketplace in previous decades suddenly was not good enough as new and better foreign cars flooded the market, and two of those three companies went bankrupt. Jonathan, do you feel public radio should be compared to those automakers?
Well, no, but I think Adam Davidson does raise an interesting point, and there's been a lot of blowback against his position, specifically from John Sutton, who's an industry person known for his acumen at fundraising. And I think that the problem that we have in media, even media that reports on media, is that oftentimes it's the sensational story and the dramatic position that gets attention. I think Adam Davidson's right that all media has to be aware of on-demand, and we have to be aware of it, how it's going to affect the way that people use media. But I think the assertion that he made specifically that, you know, that the only reason people listen to public radio is because it's the best thing that's on the radio, I don't agree with that. And I think that the idea that we can stop doing terrestrial broadcasting and just prepare things for on-demand, we might get there someday. But, you know, as in the last few years, the number of people listening to the radio is actually going up, not down. So, yes, we have to be aware of it. We have to always be in touch with our audience and how they're consuming the product. But I think it's a headline grabber and trying to be a quote visionary to say something that was quite as inflammatory as I think what Adam Davidson said.
I talked to our student reporter Johnny Cather before we recorded this program, and he said he rarely listens to the radio. He'll listen in the car, but generally if he's at home, he'll podcast something or listen to a stream. That's what he's doing when he's in his 20s. That might change when he gets into his 30s or 40s, is raising a family. We don't know how this will play out in the future.
Well, that's true. Studies show that, you know, the people they've been able to track in the last couple decades, when they start having families, their kids are in school, they want to know what's going on in their communities. So things do change. Now, what will happen with this millennial generation? I don't know. I guess I'm the token millennial here in this room right now. And
another way of saying we're a couple of old geezers.
I'm sorry, you said it, not me. But I have cable. I don't have a landline phone. So, and I don't know how many of us even do in this room.
I don't.
Okay.
I have a VoIP. So I don't know. Does that count as landline?
That's innovative, though. That's different. It's a little bit different.
I have a phone that rings at my house. But I also have kids who I don't think are old enough to have a phone. But that's another show.
I guess that is. So there are a couple things that maybe we're ahead of the curve on, or maybe we're just – I mean, that's where things are going. I have Netflix, but I don't have Roku. I mean, there are things that I do have. Apple TV. We use that. HBO Go. HBO has been really smart. Some of the cable channels, they have those apps now where people can just subscribe and pay for that app and they can watch on-demand TV instead of having the cable channel. For a while, HBO was not coming out with that, and that you had to have their cable service and you got the app for free.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's that you can buy the app standalone. And that was something different. And people, you know, oh, the sky is falling. People won't have to have cable anymore is what people were concerned about. I'm not necessarily in the mode of thinking that cable or even terrestrial radio or terrestrial TV in general, that is going to change. I don't think that's going away anytime soon. Like Jonathan said, studies have shown more people are listening to radio. That is true.
Well, and I think what Adam Davidson was really getting at is that that not only has he embraced the idea that the on-demand delivery method is going to take over very quickly, but that we need to adapt to that. And what Adam Davidson specifically said was that a lot of what public radio does is mediocre, and that it needs to be excellent all the time. And that's actually a good challenge, to be excellent all the time. But I don't think that we can be in the business of doing one incredible 15-minute thing a week and then not do anything for the rest of the week because we're only podcasting. I think that Adam Davidson's perspective is from the Planet Money thing, where they could pour a lot of effort into a project, do nothing for a long time, and then, you know, come out with this new on-demand thing. And for that style of reporting and what they're working on, they can do that. But at the end of the day, people still want to know what's going on with their city council. They want to know what's going on in their state legislature. They want to know about a business that was shut down. They want to know about public health issues. And, you know, I would equate what he's saying to public radio to be in TV saying, stop doing news and only do sweeps pieces, and only make those sweeps pieces be on demand. Is essentially, you know, do the incredible thing that you do when you really want to be totally awesome and make that be the only thing that you ever do. And I think that short-sighted – look at how Watergate was covered. It wasn't a one-time drop of a huge story. It was a story that developed over time, and sometimes the story was on B3, and sometimes it was on A1, and sometimes it was on A2.
It was a nothing story to start with.
Yes.
It built into something.
I think that there's – and I think that I'm not saying don't do podcasts. I mean, even at Tri-States Public Radio, we do more things on demand than we ever have before. We are trying to adapt to how people are using what we produce, but we're not going to forsake what some people want for the new great shiny thing.
I think there's room for both. I can you imagine how many news stories you would miss without that daily news broadcast? I mean, so many things happening day to day that people need to be aware of in their communities. And public radio is increasingly becoming the only radio news source.
Especially in smaller areas.
Especially with like places like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is interesting to note, and this has been a few years now, that NPR chose to be called NPR rather than National Public Radio. They sort of wanted to de-emphasize the radio aspect of it and be known, I guess, more as a multimedia platform.
Well, and I think even that decision was probably read way too much into. I mean, you know, yes, the CEO of NPR at the time, Vivian Schiller, was definitely pushing more in a multimedia direction. But even from a branding point of view, you know, FedEx is not called Federal Express anymore. Mm-hmm. They're called FedEx, and IHOP isn't called the International House of Pancakes anymore. It's called IHOP. There was as much to do with brevity and branding and reflecting what people are actually calling the product than this idea that it was solely based on, well, radio isn't important anymore. It was.
I wouldn't say that they were saying it's not important, but I think they wanted to sort of stress that it was more than radio, and you don't want radio in your name if you're trying to say that you're more than radio.
My take on that is that it had little to do with that and had much more to do with branding. You know, and again, look at anybody whose brand has changed. You know, Caterpillar is not Caterpillar Tractor Company anymore. It's Caterpillar or even Cat. You know, I think it has more to do with reflecting the shorthand that people know you by than it does some kind of conscious effort to separate themselves from radio.
That we are short of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.